apricot, coral, peach, and pink.
Just a few of their delicious colors.
Blooming again and again.
Now through fall.
Easy growing, sun loving.
Part ground cover, part miniature rose bush.
Drift roses, you'll love them.
Easy to maintain.
For spaces big and small.
Group or mix them with shrubs, perennials.
Just part of what's waiting for you.
At Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Helping you grow like a pro.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Thank you for listening to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sandy, and Anita Nelson is here with me as our Home Show Garden Pro from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and she has got years and decades of experience in this wonderful industry. But it's hard. It's a 7-day-a-week industry, that's for sure. We have been talking about bog plants and disappearing fountains and our birds and some plants that we can attract some of those birds to. Now, one topic that I'm interested in, you know, I like to touch on because we talk about it a lot, about native plants versus invasive plants. So you talked about the lantanas are a good native plant. Are the Turk's cap?
Turk's cap are great, yes.
Okay.
And you said you have one in your yard,
yeah,
don't you?
I have one in a pot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really happy. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I get worried. I'll go out there and I'll think, oh, I need to water it because it doesn't get sprinkler system. Yeah. It doesn't get, it's been blooming all summer. So anyway, that's a good one to have.
Well,
so,
before we go on, Turk's cap can get really leggy. But if you prune it back, it'll get bushier. Oh, I said the word bush. Shrubbier.
I'm so glad you made that horticulture
error.
Faux pas. Yes. Okay, so the native versus invasive. Tell me the difference.
Well, what have we experienced this last couple of years? Immense amounts of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Desert-like drought. The natives are still going to be here.
Okay, they can make it through.
But the introduced plants may or may not. So,
okay.
Yes, they know what to expect from Texas.
So when I go to the nurseries, any of our Home Show Garden Pros, I can ask them, hey, I want to use native plants as much as possible. And you can guide us towards that.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And John Ferguson specializes in the native plants. So
yeah.
He'd be a good source. And Texas A&M has a good website on that, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And they've done a lot of work with native plants.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a great thing for us to remember if you're new. And Anita, we have got a caller. So, good morning, Terry. What do you have for Anita?
Good morning, ladies. How are we doing today?
We're good.
Well, I've been in touch with you guys quite a bit throughout the year and stuff. And I was so proud of my avocado tree. But I thought I was doing everything right. But all of a sudden, it's just trying to die. I mean, it looks so bad. It's ridiculous. I don't know what to do.
I heard that butt coming. I heard it.
What's coming?
The butt. I have a lot of avocado tree, and I knew a butt was coming. But it's not doing well. So what kind of not doing well? The leaves or edges are turning brown?
No, the whole leaf. It looked like somebody poured poison on it. I mean, all the leaves.
So the whole
brown.
Thing.
Yeah, but there is green still in the stalk. But,
in the stalk.
I mean, the limbs are almost look like they're all dead. I don't know if I should cut it back and try to rejuvenate or what. I don't know what to do.
I feel like it's probably a goner.
Yeah, it's one
but, of the I would not give up hope on it because you never know with plants. They can make a fool out of you any chance they get. So
actually, one did, yes. I had an avocado tree. I had like four of them. And during the freeze got one of them. And so I thought, okay, it's dead. I cut it back, way, way back. And dadgum if it didn't have another shoot come up. So that's why I thought about doing it. Because this is a four-year-old tree. It was so
this
beautiful.
This is a shame.
2 months ago.
Bam. Well, I'm not sure I'd cut it back right now. But what I would do, and you've probably done it, and you heard me talk about it earlier, is just put that drip on it.
Okay.
And spray it with seaweed.
And say, okay, all right.
I don't know how good it's going to do, but why not do it, right?
Yeah.
Seaweed.
Now, Terry, did you hear Anita mention that when you have you used the liquid seaweed before?
I did years ago, but not anything on this particular note.
Okay, because she recommends, well, all of our home show pros recommend, it's really good to spray it at night, but on the foliage is actually where the seaweed likes to go, correct?
Exactly. And do it to the other avocados before they get this stress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then but all the leaves are totally brown. I mean, brown.
That's what I said. I don't know if it's going to do any good, but if you're going to spray your other avocados, then spray that one too. Who knows?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much. Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, that's good hints. And I love, you know, the idea of just trying. It seems like we're about halfway through the really tough heat.
Yes.
You know, we've got some rain in the forecast here and there, at least better than we did a month ago, mm-hmm. where it was just, there was no hope in sight. So the patience, and let's just do what we can do. We're kind of in maintenance mode, and let's add color where we can for our birds and butterflies and bees. And I love that hint about the avocado tree, because I didn't hear him say he has other ones that are fine, correct?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And I guess the good news is that it's 4 years old, so it's not as though he just planted it.
It's got a good established root system.
Yeah, yeah. So let's cross our fingers for Terry's avocado tree. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is here to chat with you about your garden and landscaping.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
This is Sandy at Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333. Greetings, gardeners. You are already up this morning. We are ready to get out in that yard before the heat hits at around 11. So we are taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And we have Victor on the line. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning. Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're good. What do you have for Anita?
I have two questions actually for two different plants. I just got some hibiscus through one of the shopping networks, and they've grown. Two of them are just solid color red, and then the other two I have are a pink and then a red on the inside and the middle. Now the pink and the red ones, they are blooming beautifully, and it's made into a small shrub. But the other two red big ones, they've grown into long old tree stalks. Should I cut them back to get more blooms out of them?
Yeah, cut them back, and you won't get new blooms out of them right away, but it'll get it shrubbier again.
Okay.
And then it'll start sending out some side branches that will produce flowers.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, because they're growing up in the big old tree trunks, it looks like. And I did get some beautiful blooms out of them. But I heard your caller earlier about the avocado plants. I went out of town and had my son water the plants, but I don't think he watered them like he should have. And when I came back, there was a bunch of dead buds. There were buds, but they never bloomed.
Yeah.
They all turn brown, and so do the leaves.
Well, the tree is going to do that. It's going to shed whatever it can to survive. So it's going to get rid of fruit and flowers first before the leaves start to go.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the leaves started to go after those buds went. And it's been kind of tough getting those getting those blooms back, but they have come back, but not as many as when they first came out. Okay. My next question is, I've also have a little bitty jalapeno plant. It put out one jalapeno, but it turned red and now it's black and it hadn't produced any others. You have any suggestions for that?
Patience. Because, yes, peppers will often do this. They'll produce a few peppers in the spring and a little bit through the summer. But once fall hits, then they'll really start putting out fruit.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So just wait. And also pick those jalapenos before they turn red, because then the plant's going to think, gosh, they stole my baby from me. I need to make another one.
Oh.
So,
okay. Even though it was a very small jalapeno ticket.
Even though it's made, we're all here to reproduce on this planet.
Right.
Including plants. And once the plant said, well, I did my duty, I don't have to work at this anymore, I'm just going to grow and enjoy life. That's why you keep picking the fruit off.
Great. Okay. I love that analogy. Thanks, Anita.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thank y'all so much.
You bet.
Thank you. So on that jalapeno plant, I don't know when he planted it, but it's only produced the one.
Uh-huh.
And you're saying that let's get it through the summer. So
yes.
He still needs to water it and take care of it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to produce in the fall. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fun. I love my little pepper plants.
Haven't you ever noticed that with your pepper plants in the fall? That's
yes.
When you really make
yeah,
the
fruit. Yeah. But the, you know, making sure that you pick them.
Mm-hmm.
Is really important. And I like the why, you know. I like the why we're doing things. Well, we have another caller on the line, Anita. We have Old Man Bert. Good morning. What do you have for Anita?
Oh, good morning, ladies. This is Frank Bert from Bert's Birdhouses out in Carmine, Texas.
Hello, how are you?
I called in to say that, you know, these birds, they like water, so everybody should keep a good water feature around their birdhouses.
Yep. That's what we were talking
about.
And
that water feature, you need to put fresh water in about every other day, unless it goes dry like mine do out here. We've been under a drought now forever, and we have to fill ours up every day. Doing this about twice or three times a month, we'll wash ours out with bleach.
Ooh.
The reason being, you know, this stuff gets dried out and it sits there all day, and you need to just get it cleaned up for them birds, because they're, you know, they can get sick too. The thing about it is, you know, birdhouses are really neat, but you got to remember that mockingbirds, cardinals, hummingbirds, blue jays do not live in them, but
right.
There's a host of other birds that do.
Right. They need a
little
place to hide.
Our number one bird in the state of Texas is the martin. I recommend you leave up your martin house year-round, take it down in February and clean it, because when the martins leave, there'll be other birds move in it. Now, those birds need a place to live, too. And remember, all birds eat bugs.
That's
so
true.
That's a good
that's
thing.
True. Well, and yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
No, we appreciate that call about, you know, cleaning out the bird baths. That's really important. I always heard just to kind of scrub it out with plain water. So I'm going to be really careful. Do you worry about that bleach? I'm not sure about the bleach. That makes me nervous having
well,
that around.
You rinse it really well after you do the bleach thing, because bleach is poison. So you got to get it all out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's poisonous to birds in some states. But anyway,
right.
I would recommend doing it with the bleach and then wash it out thoroughly, fill it up and pour it out and fill it up the next time.
Right.
But
well.
It works really well for getting rid of a lot of stuff in there you don't see.
Yeah.
It's in there.
We want to keep our birds healthy.
Concrete and precast has pores in it.
Yep.
This stuff, another bird could carry something to your water. You don't know who's going in there and drinking. Maybe
right.
A squirrel carries something in there.
It's a community.
But the thing about it is, if you do it about once a month, probably sufficient.
Yeah.
Your birds will be happier, I believe, and you won't find them laying in your yard.
Well, oh, gosh, now, yeah.
Remember, I'm out in Carmine, Texas on 290.
Thank you.
I've invited you ladies to come see me before.
That's right.
I've got a ton of birdhouses out here.
That's right. We need to do a road trip out there.
I'd love to see y'all come out. Just remember, I'm only open Thursday through Sunday because Great. It gets so hot and picking hot.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in, Bert.
Down 2 o'clock.
Thank you. We will hope to see you soon. That would be a fun little road trip, wouldn't it?
It certainly would.
Yes, and an educational trip, mm-hmm. too. And that's what we're here for. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are all in this together. We're learning together. It's a little mystery and a puzzle. Give us a call with your questions, concerns, and what is on your to-do list for your lawn and garden this weekend. We haven't talked about our gardens, so when we return after this, maybe we should talk about what we can look forward to in our gardening and our herbs and veggies. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
How grows it with your veggies? Extend harvest time. Mulch your beds with pine straw. It's good for soil, too. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, I'm John Ferguson. I'm with Nature's Way Resources. With the hot weather upon us, we got some great deals going on. We got a full selection of the summer annuals, tropical hibiscus. We have a lot of the perennial native plants from coreopsis to coneflowers. Even some I sat there a couple of days ago in the chocolate flower. It just smells like rich chocolate when it's in bloom. The fragrance is wonderful. So we got a full selection waiting for you. Right now is also a very good time to protect your lawn with compost, do some top dressing, and make sure your beds are mulched. People don't realize when soil temperatures get above 70 degrees, the water you put on it goes to keep the plant cool rather than to help the plant grow. So it's imperative to have a good thick layer of mulch on your flower beds and a half inch of compost on your lawns to keep them looking lush and green all summer. We're still cleaning up, expanding the nursery. We've been adding more display gardens, adding different species of plants so people can see them in bloom. Of course, our picnic area, we have there still open for people to come out and just have a picnic lunch back here in the shade and enjoy the beauty of the place. So everybody's welcome. Bring your pets and your children. We're located just off the intersection of Interstate 45 and FM 1488. Go east from I-45 two blocks. You'll see our sign and come on down into the nursery. The Nature's Way Resources Nursery is open from 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday. So please come on out and give us a visit. We'd love to help you. And now back to Sandy and Anita.
Thank you for listening to Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And you can call and ask Anita Nelson, who is here as our expert this morning. You can call us at 281-833-3333. Easy number to call in. And we, Anita, we have got Raul on the line. Good morning. What do you have for Anita?
Hello. Good morning, Anita. Raul and Christine, say good morning to you. I had a question about chinch bugs. I did the test last week with the coffee can, and I did discover chinch bugs in our front lawn. What do you recommend to get rid of these chinch bugs in my St. Augustine lawn?
You know, last week we talked about those chinch bugs, and it wasn't the spinosad. What was
Yes, it was.
It wasn't the spinosad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I went blank. Yeah, that's a... it's a disease that you give to the chinch bugs. It's not a poison, so it's safe. It's specific, and it's a spray. So you spray it on your lawn. But also, how long have you been listening to us, Raul?
Oops, hello, Raul.
Oh, I guess he heard that. Because, you know, always...
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay? I was just curious as if you've been doing the composting and the Humate Plus and all that kind of thing as well.
I did the Humate Plus
Good.
At the beginning of the summer, and I believe it's in the purple bag.
Yes, purple bag.
Yeah, I did that. And I did not do the composting, though. Did not do that.
Why? I can't imagine why in this 100-degree heat you wouldn't want to do that.
I know, I get it. But kudos to you for getting the Humates out
yes.
there, though. That's helpful.
Well, wait till this fall. Put out Humates. You can treat the chinch bugs with the spinosad. Which is in a spray bottle, and take care of that, get ahead of it before it gets real bad.
Right.
How do you pronounce that one more time? Spinosad?
Yeah, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, I believe is how it's spelled.
Spinosad,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's spinosad.
Okay. Spinosad. Oh, thank you. We had the emphasis on the wrong. Thank you, Mr.
Syllable.
Chad. Syllable.
Yes, and I think all the Home Show Garden Pros carry it. Mm-hmm. I know we do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then now, Anita, you were saying that when the fall comes, he could do some compost.
When it cools
humids.
Down, yeah. Start on that composting twice a year program until you get your lawn with the 11-foot-long roots that supposedly John Ferguson has on his lawn. And then you won't have to be watering it, and it'll be really healthy.
Yeah. But get on those chinch beds, that's for sure.
This is advice I'm giving myself, too.
That's right. Yeah. We're all in this together.
Yes.
And one more time, how do you pronounce that chemical? One more
spinosad.
Spinosad.
Yeah, but just walk in the nursery and go, I want that spino stuff. And they'll know what you're talking about.
And it's by Monterey.
Yeah.
And all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, good luck with the chinch bugs and the lawn. It sounds like at least you're a step ahead. I mean, you know, it doesn't. You're not clueless, and that's great.
It isn't chinch bug season yet, is it? Or
no, we've gotten several calls on chinch.
Oh, brown patch. Brown patch.
Oh, patch is something that we're probably going to hit in the fall potentially. Yeah. Well, thanks for your call. You have anything else?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, and I listen to y'all often.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Yeah, it's like, what season are we in? And we're talking about what bug season we're in. That's pretty that's pretty pitiful. But, Chad, thank you for the pronunciation correction.
I'm trying.
Can you come every week,
Chad? Hey, I'm taking offense to that. We were just talking about being offended. No, not at all. I love Chad's help and everybody's guidance. So we are at Home Show Garden Pros. And like all of these other callers, you can call us at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333 is a great way to get your questions answered. And we will return after this.
Be a lawn hero with MicroLife fertilizers this summer. Add Hybrid 2005 in the pink bag. It's loaded with rich humates and protects your lawn with 76 species of probiotics. Easy to apply, turns turf grass lush green, and lasts all summer. For trouble spots, use MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag to remove salts and toxins, conserve water, and improve your soils and plants. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers. Available at all leading garden centers.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
You have heard us talking about healthy landscaping and gardens starts with healthy soils, and my go-to is Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. They are premium quality and locally sourced. That is so important to all of us here on the Home Show Garden Pros. Whatever your project or your to-do list is this weekend, it should include Landscaper's Pride. For your soil products, they are the best for you. They have topsoils, they have black humus, they have compost peat. Depending on what you are working on and what you need in your landscaping. Hey, also if you're repotting, the potting soils are magical. They have the potting soil that's curated and blended with compost peat, fine sand, and organic. There's Gardener's Magic. It is got black humus and soil conditioners in there to help with your raised beds and your potted plants. For healthier, fast-growing vegetables, shrubs, and plants, choose your naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. You can grab Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils at all of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. Learn more at homeshowgardenpro.com.
Howdy, folks. This is Anita welcoming you back to our discussions on gardening. Call us at 281-833-3333.
Well, good morning, Anita. And as you said, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. This is a co-op, a knowledge co-op of nurseries and garden centers here in the Houston, Fort Bend, and we go all the way up to Montgomery County. And listeners go beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
But It includes Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, which they are West Houston. We have Plants for All Seasons with Sherry, who has joined us here, and they are North. And we have Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, which is South. And we have Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, which is also a little bit way north. So between Conroe and the Woodlands area. All of the locations, all of the Home Show Garden Pros are just beautiful locations. It's fun to just go for an outing. You will get great ideas. You can learn a lot. And, you know, you can walk away with something to put in our plants, either just for our beauty or for the birds and butterflies and bees. And we haven't talked about our nutrition even. You know, we can plant things to grow in our gardens. So looking forward, I know it's kind of hot right now, but looking forward to our veggies and gardens, what should we be thinking about and doing now?
Prepping the beds for sure.
Okay.
You know, adding some compost to them and keeping the weeds out.
Okay.
Okra is about the only thing that's going to grow right now, I think, in this heat.
It's tough.
Yeah, that's a one tough plant. But okay. Yeah, coming up is going to be tomato season. And I heard Danny talking about tomatoes, saying that last week was a little too early, but this week is starting to become the time to get your tomatoes in the ground and get them going so that you get red tomatoes before our first freeze.
Okay.
So tomatoes are going to come in, peppers are going to come in. And a little later on are going to come all of the plants. And here I can show off my horticulture degree.
Yay.
The cruciferary family, which is the cabbages, the broccolis, the Brussels sprouts, the cauliflowers. They all love the winter. They'll do fine through the winter. They really won't freeze unless we get a bad, really, really bad freeze.
Yeah.
That's unusual. I think cabbages wouldn't even have freezed in Snowmageddon when we had it.
Wow.
So,
tough
yeah.
Guys.
And then herbs. This was the year to plant lavender for sure.
Really?
You know, lavender likes it hot and dry, dry air. And we've had one of the least humid summers I can ever remember. So lavender is great. We had a caller call the show a while back who had planted a lavender hedge around his patio and never had any mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Yes.
That
so
is
this is a great time to get lavender in. But most herbs, nearly all, like it hot and dry. Rosemary is another good one.
And we can plant the herbs as plants.
As plants, yes.
As plants, and we can do that this weekend if we wanted to.
You can do it this weekend, right.
Yeah, because I do love the lavender. And I've got a little trough on my side patio that Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens built for me.
There you go.
And that is where I have my herbs because I can sit there and I rock in my little chair and I like to just swipe my hands across.
Scratch and sniff garden.
Oh, I love the stretch. You know, it's a stress reducer.
Yes.
And they are very hardy. I mean, the rosemary is doing fine too.
Yeah.
The lavender, rosemary, and my mints are not too bad. They get a little bit of shade from the fluffy rosemary. So I think maybe that helps them. But I love my herb garden.
Yeah.
So let's hang on to the garden discussion just a minute, because we have Andre on the line. Good morning.
How you doing today?
Good. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good morning. What do you have for Anita?
Yeah, just want to know what's going on with the grass. I know our tap water probably has chlorine in it and the lack of rain, but it seems just kind of patchy, and no matter how much water, you know, it just seems to be kind of spreading. And it's happening with my neighbors, too. And I know pumpkin fertilizer is too hot, but I'm just curious about what's going on with the grass.
Yeah. Patchy makes me think of chinch bugs and brown patch, but you can treat both of them the same way. And my neighbor across the street had a ever-widening brown patch infestation. And I asked him if I could film making it better. And we did. My daughter and I, you can find it on our website, but we did the whole brown patch spreading out on there. We also did, I think we did the seaweed too, and we watered it in, and then we just left it alone, and that whole thing went away in 6 months.
Wow.
And also mowing high.
Yeah, don't
mowing high. Mm-hmm.
Mowing high. Keep the blades a little bit longer than usual. Now, I don't know how long you've been
compost. We put compost on it too, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Leaf mold compost is a great product. I don't know how long you've been listening, but sometimes, you know, we're always focusing on the soil.
Yes.
Right? Because we've got to keep that soil healthy. And I know the Home Show Garden Pros recommend leaf mold compost. Would it be okay for him to do that now, even
yes,
if there's
he can
a problem?
Do it now.
Okay.
Yes.
So you could add a thin layer of that. That's going to help your soil.
What was that called again?
Nature's Way Compost.
Okay.
And you can get that at any of our Home Show Garden Pros. Carry that. And I think, yeah, Nature's Way Compost, leaf mold compost.
Yeah, neat leaf mold compost. And then also, you might want to just also buy the brown patch. It can't hurt. It's a fertilizer at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help. And it is not, it does not kill the fungus that causes brown patch. It introduces the enemy fungus of the fungus that kills brown patch. So,
and that's Microlife.
That's the Microlife.
And it's the brown bag, the white and brown bag, the Microlife. It's the brown, it says specifically brown patch on there.
And just scattered it all over your lawn.
Not just on the brown patch area. He can scatter
everywhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then make sure you get that watered in because it is a granule kind of thing. But it's organic.
Yeah, it won't hurt anything.
Yeah. So because you want
to. And do you have dogs, Andre?
Yes.
Okay. They will eat that brown patch. That's how healthy that fertilizer is.
Yeah.
They'll have diarrhea afterwards.
But... Oh, no. Ours has a darker color.
My dogs broke into a bag of it, and I paid the price.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're going to put out the brown patch, wait until a rainstorm and put it out in the rainstorm so the dogs don't do their thing.
Yeah, so they get less of it.
Mm-hmm. Less of
it. Okay, at my former house, we did have, like, the brown patch. It seemed like once the weather cooled and then it heated back up again, we'd have those little like crop circles. Like brown patch. But I was told that it was the grower, because all the neighbors, it was a new house, all the neighbors would get it too. And they even said that if like the yard guy cuts your neighbor's yard and he cuts your yard, you can still get the brown patch,
which is exactly why you want to buy the brown patch, because you have inoculated your yard against what your neighbor has. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was my former
house. Oh, yes.
Okay. That helps out greatly because it's like kind of spreading. So I was like, what's going on?
Well, try and nurture it now. So Anita is recommending the Microlife Brown Patch, and you can put that over all of your yard, but make sure it gets either rained in or really heavily watered in. And don't be too concerned if your dogs eat it. It won't hurt them, but you don't want them to eat it all up. And then a thin layer of the leaf mold compost, because remember, we're working on the soil.
Yeah. And this is a slow solution.
Yeah.
Not instant.
Yeah.
But it will work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Stay hydrated out there. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and we have got a call when we return after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Could sprinklers be killing plants? Check against overwatering. Saves green on the ground and in your wallet. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a moment. But first, let's talk about what's happening at the nursery. The heat is on, and we're here to help you get your green on through the summer. The nursery's loaded with beautiful season-appropriate flowers that will get you through the summer until the fall. We have all the products that you need to help you survive the summer heat, from potting soils to organic fertilizers, and all the information to take care of them. We have fresh brewed compost tea. Compost tea will add microorganisms to your soil. It's like concentrated compost, but you can spray it out in your yard. This will increase your organic material in the soil, so you won't have to water as much. We brew it fresh every week at Plants for All Seasons, ready for use on the weekends. So treating your yard with compost tea this time of year will take the stress off of it, and it pairs very well when you're ready to put your MicroLife fertilizer out. It'll actually help it work better in your soil. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 6. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros, just as Sherry mentioned, at 281-833-3333. Thank you for listening and joining us this morning on this warm morning, but we know it's going to be warm. It's summer in Houston, so here we are, and what can we do? There's a lot that we can get done. And Anita, we have got Ace on the line who's got a question or comment for you. Good morning, Ace.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Quick question there. So I'm planning on having some hedges installed by the house in Lindstrom, I believe they are. And my question is there a certain distance from the house that I need to plant them so that, because I heard trees kind of get some moisture from the foundation and you start getting cracking. So is there something in regards to the hedges that I shouldn't place a certain distance to the home?
It depends on the hedge.
Okay.
Depends on the hedge, yeah.
Lindstrom, I believe is what they quoted.
Ligustrum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd plant it 4 feet at least from your foundation.
4 feet?
Because it's a big shrub. Do you want it to grow real tall and block light coming in?
No, probably about 6 feet.
6 feet?
I was getting it all approved through the Homeowners Association, so they approved it, and you know, the usual fences are 6 feet, so I'm assuming that I have to keep it within that 6 feet distance.
Okay, then that's what I'd say, 4 feet.
4 feet, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck. Yeah, that's the one thing, Anita. I live in an HOA, and you don't.
No.
And we do need to be careful about what changes we make to our lawn and landscaping in our homes, because the HOAs can really have an opinion on that. But so 4 feet from the foundation is just a good rule of thumb.
Okay. It seems like a lot, but once that once the ligustrum gets growing, it's going to fill that space up.
Right, right. And we have Craig on the line. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about the Esperanza, some yellow bells. I have several in my yard. They're all healthy. They're all great. They all flower. They've been there for over 10 years, so they're well established. However, one of them doesn't flower till later in the season. So right now I'm looking at it, and it's totally green. It's about 9 feet tall, full of leaves, but no flowers. And it's been doing that for probably most of its existence. It flowers, it's July, so I want to say maybe August or September,
mm-hmm.
and then it flowers until the freeze. Almost all have flowers as soon as it gets warm, and I was wondering if that's just the way this plant is, or is there anything I should do to maybe promote flowers? Typically, what we're using right now is the good stuff. We're using mm-hmm. you know, MicroLife, Has to Grow, seaweed, molasses. I use MicroLife. Organic granules for the lawn. The only difference is the one that doesn't flower is about 10 feet away from an oak tree. It gets sun. It's in the sun right now. So there's roots under there, but there's always been roots under there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a live oak. It must be water, red oak.
Water oak, yeah.
Any suggestions on maybe why it doesn't flower till later in the summer, and if there's anything I can do to change its timing?
I think I agree with everything that you say, that mm-hmm. it probably is that particular plant, but it might also have to do with the oak tree and how much light it's getting to stimulate it to start blooming. So you've tried every single fantastic, fabulous product except one.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I would try, because I accidentally thought I was pouring diluted soil stimulator on my plumeria, but I was pouring full strength And that thing started blooming like crazy. So that's what I would tell you to do. Go get some of the soil stimulator and, well, you may not pour it on straight like I did, but see what it does. See if it does stimulate that plant to start blooming.
Yeah, put it on a little stronger than normal. The oak trees, the canopy's raised up a good 15 feet, so this thing gets plenty of sun.
It's getting a lot of sun.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
I'll try it.
Well, good. Well, thanks for the call. Good luck.
I'll let you know if it works.
All righty.
Great. Thank you. So that's what we have at the front of the office here, right? The Esperanzas?
Yeah.
The yellow. Yeah. And I have one in my yard. And the one here at the office does a lot better because it gets all day sun.
All day sun.
And the one that I have that's near the oak tree, it's not shaded, but it still probably doesn't get as much. So mine, I'm going to try the soil stimulator also and see if that'll boost it along.
Yeah. Bumblebees like that too.
Oh, they do. Chad took a great picture. We posted your picture, Chad, and I gave you cred. Ooh. I gave you photo cred.
Do you have bumblebees out front?
Oh, yes.
Then you'll probably notice there's always one bumblebee that hangs out at the front door.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Start paying attention. That's the guard bumblebee.
Oh, hey, we have a guard and we don't even have to pay him. That's awesome. Well, anyway, we've got a beautiful picture of a bumblebee that Chad took for me on that Esperanza. So thank you for that. Uh-huh. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. This is a co-op of knowledge experts who rotates through here every Saturday morning to take your calls. And we will take Robert's call when we return after this.
Learn how to live a healthy, happier life at the Obapalooza Organic Fair coming Saturday, August 6th. Experience a full day of exhibitors, networking, and dynamic speakers covering healthy gardening, the secrets of soil science, and learn new beneficial organic health practices to help you feel amazing. Come find out why going organic doesn't just mean food. Full details and tickets are online at OHBAOnline.org. It's the Obapalooza Organic Fair, Saturday, August 6th at the United Way of Greater Houston. Find out more at OHBAOnline.org.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759. And Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family owned, family run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Join our conversation at Home Show Garden Pros. I have a Home Show Garden expert on the line with Jacob. Jacob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Jacob, we have really hit the hot, hot summer here in Houston pretty quickly. But what happens when we begin to get some of those rainstorms and we get our slugs and snails appearing?
So we have three different products that take care of slugs and snails. They're all organic and Armory listed. We have Sluggo, which is just iron phosphate, safe to use around pets and wildlife. We have Sluggo Max, which is 3% iron phosphate, can be used around pets and wildlife as well. And then we have Sluggo Plus, which is iron phosphate and spinosad. And you get a little extra control out of that product with the spinosad, things such as earwigs, sow bugs, pill bugs, cutworms, and things like that.
So how do we apply the Sluggo products? Are they liquids, granules?
So it comes in a shaker can. It's granules, and it's a bait. So you sprinkle it out over the yard or in your garden, and it's actually an attractant. So the slugs come and feed on it, and it interrupts their digestive system, and they basically stop feeding and die.
That sounds like a good solution for when we run into those snails and slugs. So, Jacob, thank you very much for talking to us about the Monterey Lawn and Garden products. You can get those products at MontereyLawnAndGarden.com, or you can go to HomeShowGardenPros.com. Thanks a lot, Jacob.
Thank you, Sandy. Have a good day.
Welcome back, fellow gardeners. We're going to talk some more about gardening. Please give us a call with your questions, and we'd even love to hear your stories at 281-833-3333.
And she is correct. We've got a line of callers here, Anita. So good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Great. What do you have for Anita?
I planted some jasmine. Well, I didn't, but my yard guy planted some jasmine. And he said it's going to grow like wildfire, and I've seen it before. It looks beautiful, and it's not growing.
It's the heat.
Can I just go ahead and... I'm sorry?
It's the heat. All mine is dead.
Oh.
If I had watered it, it'd still be alive, but I'm not watering anything. I'm just watering my crop.
Well, I'm watering like crazy, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watering like... Yeah, my wife's out there watering every... I mean, are we... You think we're putting too much water?
I don't know. I don't think it likes this heat. It could be too much water and you're drowning it. So,
yeah. Because, I mean, my guy said we were going to have, I mean, it's going to be, within a month, it's going to look a lot different. And then another month, it's going to all fill in and it doesn't. I'm thinking about just adding more. Can I just add more to where I give it the cover I want? And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Not a thing, but I think your gardener, like all the rest of us, didn't anticipate the summer that we're having. I would wait until fall. I'd wait until fall, and I would stop watering it every day. I'd water it every third day.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And it's a tough plant. I'm not worried about my plant. It's all dead, but I know it's going to come back, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
Now, was it planted this summer? Is it new?
Yeah, it's new.
It was planted probably a month ago.
Yeah.
And you might have said, you know, he told me not to plant the St. Augustine. We planted it anyway, and that's thriving. That looks beautiful. I mean, we did a little water fountain in our little waterfall, and it looks amazing. And then the grass is growing. The grass is growing, but the jasmine is not. I mean,
yeah, I'm wondering about the watering. And how's your drainage around the jasmine? Do you think it's sitting in wet soil?
It could be, but I mean, if I'm only watering once a day, doesn't it? I mean, with the heat, shouldn't it be drying up?
You shouldn't be watering once a day. I would wait. I think you might have drowned it. And is this a new subdivision too?
Ma'am?
Are you in a new home?
I'm near downtown.
Is this a brand new house on a new lot that they've put in crappy soil?
No.
Okay. We'll just have to eliminate that thought.
Yeah.
No, we actually did. We built the house. Okay. So we know what was in. And he came and brought some really good soil to plant this stuff in. And it's in between steps, if that makes a difference. We've got a walkway from my back entrance to the street. It's about 30 feet of bricks. It's like a brick pattern.
Yeah.
And we're planting it in the middle of there.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yeah, kind of as separators. That's beautiful. Well, it sounds like Anita is saying that once a day watering might be too much.
I think it's drowning. I think because of where you have it, there's just the water doesn't have anywhere to go after you water.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
And now what about sprinkling? I know your lawn guy said he was bringing in quote-unquote good stuff, good mulch and compost. But Anita, what do you think? Could he sprinkle some leaf mold compost around?
Sure, especially if he's going to replant it. And I'd back off the watering for every...
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe those two things. But give it a chance. Be patient. Don't rip it up yet, right? You've told us to kind of hang on.
I mean, we've got some mungo grass that we planted that my wife didn't want other mungo grass there. I mean, but that's even doing better, and it's in the west sun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little.
It's got
a little bit of yellow in the tips, but...
Try the reducing the water and scatter a little
and
bit.
Check it where it's dead. Dig in there and see what it's like. If it's sopping wet, there's the answer to your question.
It's not dead. It's just not growing.
Okay. Well, yeah. Sometimes it takes...
You know what? Nothing's growing right now.
Yeah.
Plants don't grow when it gets to 100 degrees. Well, some do, but most don't. All their energy is going into staying cool.
See, they're conserving. Gotcha. So be patient. Let's get through the next month and a half, and but nurture it with reducing the water a little and maybe some sprinkling of the leaf mold compost just to give it an extra comfort.
Leaf mold compost?
Leaf mold compost. It's by Nature's Way Resources, and it comes in a bag. It feels great. You'll even feel the nutrition in there. But try that.
Gotcha.
And let us know how that goes, okay, Robert?
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Carrie.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscape and lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Greetings, gardeners. This is Sandy, and Anita Nelson is here with us taking your calls. And we are at 281-833-3333. That number will last you through the Tom Tynan Show. Also, he will go indoors and talk to you about your indoor issues with your home. And right now, we are still talking about our outdoor projects for our lawn and garden. And we have got Carrie on the line. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. I live about a little south of College Station. The lawn is 3 years old. I've got areas of my yard that look like, okay, needs to be mowed. Right next to it, it's not growing. It hasn't grown since the last mow or maybe the previous mow. And the ones that's not growing is turning yellow. Peacocks.
And this is your grass. You've got different areas of yellow in your grass.
In our grass.
Yeah. It seems like we're hearing a lot about this.
Yeah. I think it's, you're watering it, right?
Well, 3 times a week, about 10 minutes. That fills up a tuna fish can. So.
Oh, it does.
A lot of trial and error.
Wow. I'm impressed that just 10 minutes fills up the can.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. It seems like
if you're filling up a tin can, are you seeing any chinch bugs in there?
No, I didn't think about it. I can look. Yeah. Well, I put down a spectracide, insecticide.
Ooh.
We had a problem with ants.
Oh, yeah.
Such. That was probably about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, maybe.
So can burn our grass, can't it, sometimes, insecticides? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
So we've gotten a lot of calls about this, different aspects of it. But so it seems like the go-to answers, Anita, that all you Home Show Garden Pros guide us on.
Yeah, we're in it for the long game.
Yeah, yeah.
We're playing the long game, which is the spreading of a quarter inch of the Nature's Way leaf mold compost, using the Humates Plus, getting the soil inoculated with the fungus with using the brown patch.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that also will take care of chinch bugs at the same time. But chinch bugs can be treated with spinosad if you find them. Spinosad?
Yes.
Spinosad.
Spinosad, yes.
Spinosad.
Why did I say that wrong?
By Monterey.
Yes, but all of these are organic solutions, and that's the long game.
Yeah.
Not a quick fix, but a permanent fix.
Yeah. So it seems like, so did you hear what she was recommending? The leaf mold compost in that area, and not just on that area, but on the green. And then maybe even your watering can be less often and deeper, although he says he's getting enough water, but
sounds like
you need
it.
To make sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's the long game, and that's what we're in it for. We can get through these next month of heat that we've got here, and we are Home Show Garden Pros. I have enjoyed my time with Anita. Thanks very much, Anita, for being here with us from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we will take a break now, and we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.